I love surprises.
If
It's the
it just
best.
hit the button and we could just see before you go live, we could
Yeah,
see what
but
it is before.
no.
It's a crapshoot. We're just gonna choose
We're
one.
just
All right,
gonna
I
play it.
I saw what I needed to see. Do you see Brian's little sly smile once he
I
found the
can't
one?
see
We're
anything.
winging it. We're gonna wing
Yeah, I'm
it.
not.
All right.
I don't have any buttons.
The most
Winging
timely
it. All right,
minute.
I'm
So hopefully
freaking
you
winging
press that right
it.
button.
There we
Hopefully you
go.
press
Here it is.
the right button.
Why don't we just do a show and we just watch all the intros that are on here?
I love that one. I love that.
It worked. It worked, but you know, I wanted another one. I wanted another one. But what's up, everybody? Welcome to the best part of your Monday, my Monday, his Monday, her Monday, this guy's Monday. Episode 429 of Enter the Realm. Woo.
Woo!
I hate when Gus is not here. We got no music.
I
We got
know
no
it's
beats to
weird.
vibe
It's
to. It
so
feels like a
weird.
little weird sometimes, you know. But what is up, everybody? Just like I said, very happy to be here. Best part of my Monday. I'm Harrick MBX. We're gonna just, you know, take a trip around the Jackal enclosure and just say what's up. And Brian Brink, as usual, we start with you, dude. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I started embarking down my path of trying to get ready for NJCC this weekend,
Oh my God.
which,
You just reminded me. Damn. Gotta get ready
which,
for that.
I didn't really get anything together. I was more or less rearranging stuff. I need to do some plumbing stuff in my house. Wanted to get some things out of the way. Yeah. So, I don't know. There's a lot to do there. It's a month away. And there's a Zolocon weekend in there the week before, so that's gonna like curtail any progress and stuff like that. So I kind of want to get moving on some things. And yeah, other than that, things are pretty good.
Good.
That's all I got.
Sweet.
There's music here that we can play.
Really?
It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Like, don't play.
No.
I used to hit that shit, and then I think in the private chat, you guys are like, what the fuck is that? Like, turn that shit off. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
It's like
What about
is it like
let's...
elevator music or something?
It is. It is. Like,
No,
just
no, no.
there we go. Hold on. Let's just preview some of the music you got. Go ahead, Brian. Play that. Let's play some smooth jazz. 101.9.
About that? No.
Load all you ladies and ladies
Listen,
out there. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with some fucking ambiance in the background. Like,
Something.
just
I feel like
lower
I'm
it.
gonna make love to Jose if this keeps going though.
I
You
feel
just
like
got lower, so it's like
I'm waiting for the ladies to start talking like that late night channel, you know what I mean? Where they're like, just call us. You know that one? All right.
Ricky has a request. He said you should just beatbox the whole episode. That'd be
Yeah, I don't do
huge.
that. I'm all grown up, Ricky.
Lot to unpack there.
Why are
Well, good
you
to see you,
grown up?
dude,
That's
man. Thank
weird.
you for being here as always. All
You know,
right.
speaking of like Ricky, you know, it's like his
Wait a
birthday
minute.
today.
It
Whoa.
is.
We're out of place
Thank
over
you.
here. What the What?
Happy birthday, Ricky.
To readjust.
Ricky, happy birthday, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I know he's having a good time. I saw some on the Facebooks, you know, lots of birthdays in January. So, you know, sort of like a nice family gathering and dinner. And I love shit like that, man. That is fun.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Always glad to see it. Always glad to see it. And hope you had a good one, bro.
As always.
Realm, baby, Realm. I know you had a good one. So, all right. Had to readjust the figures here, Fantastic Four. Chan, how are you tonight?
I'm great. I'm excellent. I made this kick-ass spaghetti for dinner tonight that I'm going to be snacking on while we're talking. Look at this.
And I see it. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Basil in there, and it's just nice and simple. Nothing complicated. Just a nice, easy...
Chan, I have a question.
No meat?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I... Well, let's not say that. My dad, when I lived with him, he always got spaghetti number 9, which was, I think, thinner than regular spaghetti. And then, maybe after I graduated from college and moved out a few years later, I basically go with angel hair now. Hmm. Sometimes I go back to thin spaghetti, but I've tried to do regular size spaghetti, and it's just so big. I don't know. I can't. It's those big ass noodles. I don't know. I can't deal with it.
Made me go there. Yeah. I like the big noodles.
Do you?
Just gonna throw that out there. It's a lot more like sauce to pasta ratio. You know what I mean? It's just
pasta, nice thick pasta.
Every once in a while, I gotta circle back to like some cooking shows and stuff like that. And as you all probably maybe remember, I'm not sure, but that chef show with Favreau is hands down one of my favorite shows, and I watch it on the regular when I get a chance. It just goes on the TV, and it sparks me to want to be in the kitchen every damn time. I'm telling you right now. The big noodles are the way to go. Little pasta water in your sauce and on your noodle. It's good. It's good. It's the way to go. This is delicious food. Some fresh basil. Bam. Mm.
I could totally go either way. The angel hair, the thicker noodles, like whatever kind of pasta you're giving me with some like meat or whatever. Like I'm all good. I'm all for it.
I like the angel hair and thinner pastas. It's
some
for
soup.
Me.
The angel hair is great with some like soup, you know, vegetable or sachichon, as we call it, you know, when it's a nice rainy day.
I like it with the fettuccine alfredo type situation. Not the fettuccine, but like the actual angel hair in that kind of assist situation. I prefer it with that. But if it's tomato based, you know, gravy, as they like to say,
that's great.
I want the regular. Give me the big noodle.
Because you need coverage. Yeah. You want that. You got the delicious sauce. There.
A lot of angel hair or cappellini eaten in my house is naked, usually with no sauce. Usually tossed with some olive oil or some herbs and stuff
nice
like
too.
That. And I think that's why I like it more. I'm not a big... sometimes if I do want some red sauce, like I'm in that mood. But I'm usually not. It's usually something I'll usually eat when I'm out or something like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take some time this year to can my own sauce. I'm really getting into this homemade cooking situation. I've got some sourdough, some gluten-free sourdough starter proofing. I had an explosion earlier today that was a problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I
was that after the picture?
The picture was from yesterday, so I put it in a bigger jar after I fed it, and the jar wasn't big enough, and it was one of those like the little dill, you know, the Mount Olive like dill pickle jar. It's not a huge jar, but it's a pretty big jar, and that
I agree. The olive oil,
yeah,
olive oil.
I'm with Lou. I'm a penne guy. Like pesto penne.
No, penne. Yo, pesto and penne. I love both.
I love
both. They're both great.
I got penne in my cabinet right now. That
pesto, though, is the shit.
I've been into that cava tappi lately, but that's not like, I fucking get the sauce out if I'm using those, right?
Do
like,
you ever take a little scoop of the, my God, my brain, you just said it, and my brain lost it all at the same time.
Never had a scoop of your brain, Chan.
No, me neither.
But I think we all get a mist every now and again. a vapor, if you will.
Mist is for sure. It's all completely mist. No, the, you just said the stuff. The
pesto.
You ever take a little pesto and
put green
it in your
stuff.
Pasta water?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I love
put
it
in your pasta water. It's good in your pasta water.
Yeah.
I actually
pesto,
marinated
fucking
some
pasta with
pesto.
Some chicken. You know, I love the pesto because like it's like you can eat that cold. Mm-hmm. The penne hot, fucking nice, thick kind of sauce. Like, it's amazing. Yeah. Either way, I'll take it.
I'm spoiled. Katie makes her own sauce. So I'm like, she does a red sauce, the Alfredo, the pesto. Like,
I love doing homemade Alfredo.
I'm rich in pasta. Yeah.
Mr. 22 years old living in my house guy, he makes some of the best sauce I've ever had. Homemade from scratch.
Nice.
It's good shit.
That's great.
I love it. So I'm hoping he'll teach me how to make some more homemade sauces, you know, in his fashion over the next few months. So
nice. Sweet. Well, as always, nice to see you. Nice to have you here. All right. Gonna just slide over to this gentleman over here. Jeremy B, what up?
What's up, Jose? What's up, Chat Squad? Man. Made me go in the office today.
In person, physically,
with pants. I'm still wearing them. I'm still wearing adult pants.
No,
what type of shit is that?
Drive
8 o'clock on a Monday.
Waste gas.
it wasn't that bad. The commute wasn't terrible today. Our one dude from Atlanta on our team was up, Nate. So you know, it's I don't know. It's nice to see everybody, but I just don't get shit done. It's like a day that I give up, so but whatever. But this right here is the best part of my Monday, and I've been looking forward. I told you guys this morning I was looking forward to it all day, and here we are, and I can't wait to see what tonight's going to bring.
All day.
I predict it's going to be a very timely show. Segments on time. Brink running a tight ship there. I see him counting down. I see you, Brink.
Speaking of which...
No, not yet.
Not there yet.
It's gonna happen. In. You wait.
Speeding us along. What are you doing?
Brian's got buttons. We better be careful tonight.
I got buttons too.
I'm gonna shift it over to ask you. What about you, Jose? What'd you think of the Rumble? And is it true that Punk was gassed in 90 seconds? Would you say give him 92 whole minutes?
I hate to say it, bro. It's like the dude is done. He's done.
Snake bitten.
Body's giving him fucking signs that it's a wrap. Sorry for the wrestling talk, everybody. Like, just real quick.
Then we can get 2 minutes in, Brian.
The Rumble's usually my favorite. And Brian usually kind of watch these major pay-per-views with us. I should have just sent you the link directly. I just kind of put it in the wrestling group.
I'm not in that group.
Yeah, sorry, man.
We've got a group for that, Brian.
Yes, you should just join and fucking say hey. If he watches the Big Four like he usually does with us and stuff, like that's worth it. Just be in the group.
Yeah, you should drop it in the chat.
Yeah. My bad. I didn't do that.
The Rumble's so unique. It's kind of a different thing. And I think myself included. Hype myself up for this gonna be the best Rumble ever. I was telling Katie all about the understand there's multi-weaving storylines and shit, but the action in between, like, you know, the pattern, you know, new guy comes in, spotlights for 2 minutes or a minute or whatever, runs over everybody, and then there's a lull until the next guy, but there's usually like a spotlight in between those, and I feel like they didn't put those in.
They didn't do a lot of that. They didn't do a lot of that this time. You got a lot of like the eliminations right before the next dude comes out, which is kind of typical.
What the fuck?
No Kofi spots, but he's been fucking it up the last few years, so it's like, okay, give it a rest.
Right, but they just dumped him. They like he came out, they dumped him over, and it was nothing. He didn't even try this year. Like why even?
I like Braun Breaker. He came out kind of wreck shop. Got
that Lesnar spot.
Dominic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But, It just, I felt like it was fine, normal. Like, I usually love the Rumble, and they usually do. Like, compared to last year, last year's Rumble was like the shit, the way it ended, the bloodline story with Sammy. That was the, I think, Brian, you might have been watching with us. That was like top level stuff. But this year, it's like, it wasn't the same. They didn't have that same momentum and stuff like that. So, but it was fine. Like, I, you know, it is. But they, the black cloud of all this Vince McMahon stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna tiptoe around that part.
Yikes! No. You know what I'm saying? Like all that.
It's not just him this time.
So, you know, like all that. It was never him, just him. Laurinaitis and supposedly Brock Lesnar. Which, if he was supposed to come out, good thing they didn't bring him out. You know what I'm saying? Because just don't do that. And you know, but other than that, you know, I thought otherwise it was serviceable, but not, definitely not the best Rumble. You know, it was just fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
And then now the news coming out of that, Punk getting injured, first televised match back, dude, and he gets hurt. Like,
I don't know why anybody's goods, surprised. I called this shit 6 months ago.
I posted the promo in the Rock and Wrestling group, John Moxley. Fragile ego, fragile body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just peep that, and it's all good. So
fragile spirit.
Yeah. Sweet. So, okay, guys, we do have segments. Sorry.
Segments?
I'm driving. You know, I swerve. I swerve when I drive.
You can't hit the squirrels.
No hitting the squirrels. You know what I'm saying? But
Speaking of hitting squirrels.
Get us back.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Segments, baby. Breaking news. Brian,
no.
Breaking news.
I was just saying, I was on social media, and there's someone, you know, in our neighborhood that was sad that a squirrel that lived in their tree that they fed stuff to for years, he found them squashed in the street in front of his house, and it's very sad.
Damn.
And I couldn't help but be like, oh man, that does kind of suck.
That sucks, dude. Nah, why do you?
That's really sad. I don't like.
Sorry, is that somebody that watches the show? That's
no
watching, listening.
No. It's on the Nextdoor app. I don't know these people.
You don't know your neighbors.
That sucks. Nextdoor app. Sorry about that, but okay. I think we got some breaking news too.
Oh no.
Roadkill, baby. It's a fact of life.
Not for nothing, but there are podcasts that would have had a moment of silence for that squirrel. That ain't us, but
roadkill, baby.
They are out there.
It wasn't even a squirrel I knew. It was just some strange squirrel.
Just yeah.
No squirrel. It wasn't a friend of his or anything.
How empathetic like should you be for a stranger even my squirrel?
Some dude probably lives like a half hour from me.
Might even been a bot squirrel.
Might have been. I don't know what that is.
You know how much roadkill we pass on a daily basis?
No, how much? No, don't tell me.
Squirrel was someone's child. Yeah.
Aww, it was.
He was a father, a brother, a son.
Yeah.
Probably a grandfather, uncle.
Speaking of which, if you want to see other people's children and parents, come to ZoloCon at the end of February. There's all kinds of family members there that you don't know. Like this guy. Hey, man, check me out.
Trying to sell their vintage fucking stuff.
Yeah. They got pops over here, dude. Come on over. It's like, and then whatever that is, you know, whatever. But,
this is COVID era, baby. Look at that.
ZoloCon at the end of the month, February 24th, 25th, and. Which one is it? Warminster?
So,
the thing, if anybody doesn't know, anybody watching, listening, whatever, like the Fuge, this venue is just very unique, very, very circular, very dim lighted.
It was legitimately a centrifuge.
What's up, Andrea? I think this venue is like just unique. Like, come and check out the venue alone. Like, I think is like almost like enough of a draw. And you see, like, it was converted. It was a centrifuge, right? So they got all this kind of, you know, like 1950s, 60s, 70s, like tech kind of still around.
This is a big Jumbotron. They got one on the other side too, and they play like vintage 80s commercials the whole time. Yes. Stuff like that. So
it's very interesting. I like the venue itself, you know, even though it can be a little dark.
I don't know if we're gonna make it to that one.
I know I'm not making it to this one for sure, even though I would love to, because I always love ZoloCon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, who knows? Fuck it. I might just say fuck it and come through. But if we'll I do, see. That's a last minute decision. Are you coming through, Brian? You rocking that one?
Oh yeah. Actually this one's over an hour away. Believe it or not. But I go chill. I think EE might be coming. Obviously, like Gort. Might see Chuck there. Yes. You know, Nick the Toy Guy will usually be there.
For sure.
You know, people I know from the Mythic area will be there and stuff like that.
Listen, I already did my taxes. Tax money comes through, maybe I'll just say fucking spend a couple hundred bucks on a rental and say hello, you know.
Yep. Trying to think what else. Said the Mythic stuff. Oh, and then we'll go to Chris's brick shop. It's Bucks County Brick Shop, and go chill there, hang out, and hit Sushi Joint up.
I'll be honest with you. No, I haven't been to the new place yet. This is another reason why I want to come.
He's got a new joint, Bricks. Got a new spot.
Yeah, he got a new store a few years ago. A
couple years ago. Yeah, we just never made it out that far to stop in and see it. It just
okay. I don't know if I've seen that new one. Like I know, like I've seen like at least two. He's got like a new spot. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, he's got a storefront and everything. Yeah, and we hit the sushi spot next to it. And Jose, it's not just sushi. You can get like teriyaki chicken or steak, whatever you
pick. Yeah, okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, cool. And then let's not forget that the Four Horsemen are doing an exclusive for ZoloCon, the Skull Man, which is a mashup of different parts. And I learned this past week by watching, who was I watching? Probably Pixel Dan do a walkthrough or something like that. He walks through toy shows. And turns out this Skull Man is an homage to these Remco figures that were sort of made in the same style as He-Man. So it's actually that. And it kind of makes sense because the ZoloCon team, the Zolo guy, he's big into like these vintage lines and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Seeing that like old school piece and then like seeing a new one, like you could see like, you know, the homage. So that's awesome. Love it. Love
it. Who the homage?
And and then of course we got NJCC the weekend after March 2nd and 3rd. We've got people from the realm setting up tables. I was talking about it earlier. Get some stuff together, see what I'll can bring there. I got this 3-0 Hulk Buster. Come on down, get the fan bro price on that.
Cheap chugs, baby. Chugs, come on.
You know, it's funny, I find chugs and I'm still like not ready to let go of some of them. Like the old chug tracks, I have no need for this figure, but I started messing with it. I started rolling it on the table. Like, it stays. Nostalgic. It's staying a little bit longer. And if you're interested, I think we still have some table spots open. So if you want a spot, why don't you hit up old Chris Pinkerton here in the chat. Why don't you send him a message in the Facebook?
Would it?
And let him know.
Why are time zones weird?
Word. How many spots? We might have a table or two or three, maybe.
Or we might have a couple spots left.
Katie and I will be there.
It's tax time. I missed this show last year, and everybody said they fucking racked up.
Sorry.
I was like, I missed out.
I lied.
Oh, sold out.
They're all full.
Breaking news. Full. Breaking news.
Sold out.
All right. Don't hit them up.
Nope. Don't hit him up. That was him. That was him fucking playing interference. Like, no, don't hit me up. Don't send me messages.
You just say hello.
That's great to hear, though. That is great to hear.
And then, of course, we talked about the second day is G.I. Joe themed. They're going to have people there with extra G.I. Joe stuff to get. Let's see. Cosplay and door prizes. All G.I. Joe themed. So that'd be
sweet.
Awesome. people there might be unloading extra his tanks. Not me, but, you know, people. If you missed out on the his tank, if you got the FOMO, I'm sure you can go there to get your FOMO reversed and be satisfied. And come on, go to the next slide. Come on, there we go.
Oh, there it is.
Over there in Arizona, we got the Polar Bears Pop Culture Shop in El Zaribra Shrine Auditorium in Phoenix. So yeah, looks like a nice show. $5 only to get in.
Wow,
that's actually kind of cool. That's some of the shows around us been getting up there.
Toy we got con. Early
What's
brides too.
And shout out to
early brides. Yeah.
Shout out to AK Anthony Neal from the Realm. Also, they just actually had the Mesa Toy Con
that Mega Mesa
promoting. Yeah. The last few weeks and stuff like that. And from the picture he posted in the group, I mean, it looked like it was a pretty sizable con. You know what I'm saying? Kind of saw like
someone's easing into Arizona.
Nice amount of stuff behind them. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, all right. You know what I'm saying? Look pretty good. So, you know.
You want to check that out, huh, Jose?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it going on out there.
They're making a strong case, aren't they?
Hmm. Yeah. And then the next strong case for Arizona is the Tucson Toy Show. March 3rd, same weekend of NJCC. Make your choice. Go to Arizona, you come to Jersey. You know, these toys look kind of lame, though. I mean, this looks like old
school stuff. Vintage. It's vintage. Yeah. I think you're supposed to say lame. That's vintage.
Look at that, man. I might have had this Lone Ranger. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, well.
Wow.
Fonz. Ugh.
I like how they use the Kenner like superpowers logo for
and we'll get to that later in the during the robot news teaser.
All right, sweet. Thanks, dude. Awesome. All right, guys. Listen, remember, if you guys got a toy show in your area, send it to any one of us, preferably Chan down there, and we'll shout you out here on Into the Realm. Post your toy show news and info and put it out there for everybody so you can hang out and listen. Anything going on, meetups, gatherings, whatever, like do it in your area, please. We always appreciate that, promote that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the My Rock crew does their usual hangouts and stuff like that. Like, get together with the people in your area, preferably at these toy shows, as we're going to be getting together in a few weeks ourselves. And listen, do that, man. Like, and just spread the word of the realm, as we always say. You know what I'm saying? It's always a great thing when everybody gets together. So thank you, Brian.
If you're already going to those shows, go up and talk to people. Say hello. You don't have to invest the whole day or it's going to be a big deal. Just say what's up. Start bullshitting. Say hello to people.
And let's not forget, we're worldwide. So
worldwide, baby.
If we're anything, we're worldly.
I want to say we're cultured. We're cultured. All right.
All around the world.
All right. So breaking news out of the way. Thank you, Brian. As I said, once again, I think we got another segment that we usually do right after that one. And my boy Pinkerton in the chat, he likes to call this one. What'd you get?
There you go. So, short haul. I mean, Jeremy, I can't compete with you and your deuce eggs, but
no one can.
I can trim it down to just one acquisition.
Whoa.
The Inquisition acquisition.
Ooh.
The Fans Toys Inquisitor, the Scourge.
I think some people have broke this already.
Dude.
Have they?
I can't believe it.
He's breaking the internet, that's for sure.
I'm in shock.
Dude. Great.
How is it, Brian? What do you think?
It looks good. It feels good. I didn't transform it because I have no need to swoosh a space slipper. But
you don't transform our Transformers. Do you even transform?
Bro? Dude, does this even look like a real Transformer? I mean, come on. You don't have wheels. I mean, it's just... Yeah, no, I'm not transforming this. I have some gripes about some posability in the legs with no toe tilt this way. And it's you can't bring his leg back. You have to pull it out and then bring it back. But then that makes the stove.
So it's got
to
be like
weird.
Out.
Yeah. And despite what you know, his ankle thingy bobs that come out when you call them spurs, sure. Heel spurs.
Yep.
Mine was still falling over backwards, so I just, instead of pulling the whole thing out, I just pull the tab out like that, and I have him stand like he's got high heels, and it stands perfectly fine. So it's like, it works good. It pulls it off.
Wait a minute. Now I can't wait for Ace to shit on this, but when you got to do something like that, like as a workaround.
Well, we actually did it last week for Figa Banging, and he wasn't as hard on it as I thought he would be. I think he doesn't hate it. I think Ace doesn't hate it. And but the true thing with this is putting him next to the Fans Toys Galvatron and Cyclonus. That's man, pretty. that's a handsome trio there, yes. Man. That's a menage a trois that any bot would love to get in on, I would say.
Paint, sure. Aesthetic. Like, you know, to me, almost like it's like the transformation doesn't matter. If he's coming in bot mode and you got like the other two, like, then there you go. know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Fan Stories isn't going to disappoint in that regard. You know, so.
And now that's my only toy, but, you know, I'm going to take some freedom and show off something else that one Energon addict sent me. I think it's like a late birthday present. He said something, hey, because you're a great friend and everything. I don't really believe that, so maybe I'm thinking it was for my birthday. But I had something coming from UPS last week, and I was like, I have no freaking idea what this is. Like, I don't know, what did I buy? And it turns out I didn't buy anything. The box comes, and I didn't open it because I was like, I don't know what this is, even though I have my name on it. And then Dave hit me up, say, hey, did you get a box today? I was like, yeah. He's like, it's from me. I was like, okay, well, let me open it and see what it is. And let's see here. Oh, you guys are gonna love this.
Okay.
Maybe. But he sent me imported snacks and potato chips.
Ooh,
and stuff.
What?
Like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So, like, I haven't hit out the Google Translator yet, but, like, check this one out. They're obviously Lay's. The bags are, like, they feel like a heavier material than normal, but I can't read it. Like I said, I never translate, but look at this. I guess it's bacon flavor.
Yo, that's crazy.
Bacon? Yeah. Bacon and lasagna? Is that what
and
that
it's,
is?
It's minus 50% something. I don't know what that less 50% is, but... Yeah, we got now these. I tried already. There were two bags of this. Yeah, chicken wing.
Yeah,
is that a prawn?
We got some Cheetos in here. Look, beef Cheetos. I don't know. Uh-huh. Steak flavored Cheetos.
Kind of crazy, right there.
another Cheetos. This one's another chicken flavored one.
Lasagna.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Let's see, there's a few more. This looks like some kind of like a
kebab, like
chicken
satay
type of thing. Yeah. But these have ridges, so they're
Ruffles
ridged.
Have ridges.
They do.
Okay, couple more.
Damn, bro, that's nice. Wow.
We got some more steak flavored chips. And all right, last three.
Okay.
They're getting weird now.
I like weird.
Now they're getting weird.
We have Italian meat red flavor
sauce
chips.
Yes.
It's spaghetti sauce. It's
all right. And then, dude,
what is it?
I don't know if I'm gonna try this one. But is that a squid or a crawfish?
Ew.
Wow.
That there's a crawdad. You can get them down the...
It kind of looks like a pretzel roll. It's like, is that a cross between pretzels and squid?
Oh, that there's a crawdad. Get down the creek. Pull them out under them stones.
All right, and then lastly.
That's great.
This one here. They look like goldfish crackers. But it looks like they're squid crackers. But look, is that, what is that, chocolate?
It looks like chocolate on the inside. Yeah. Almost like that goldfish. Like the goldfish can't, like, you know, you can eat with chocolate in it.
Well, everyone knows squid and chocolate go together.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Wow.
That's me.
That's nice, dude.
I thought you'd like to see some of that stuff. I'll have to translate some of it.
That's awesome.
And see what it actually says.
Bacon wrapped lobster, Ricky questioned.
All right, Jose. Come on in.
Bang.
Bang.
Bing, bang, boom.
Sweet. No deuce egg for me this week. I actually did get something.
It's like you guys aren't even trying.
No. Nothing crazy, but I kind of do like them. I haven't transformed them yet, but I do like the look, the aesthetic, the way they feel, kind of size, everything kind of like, and I want to know more about them.
What do you got?
But I got the Reactivate 2-pack of Bumblebee and Starscream. You know what I'm saying? Like, and super solid. This guy like feels good. You know what I'm saying? Like, very well articulated. I've been kind of putting them in different poses. Bumblebee, haven't transformed him yet, or either of them, but like I said, just kind of love the way he looks, like that mature kind of like dune buggy future, you know, post-apocalyptic kind of like look to them. You could see they're kind of like asymmetrical, you know, red shoulder, black shoulder, gray leg, black leg. Like, it looks like, you know, I don't know what the storyline of the game is because it's delayed and all that, but looks like it's going to be like interesting. And I used to love those War for Cybertron games.
Who's making this one? Is it High Noon?
No,
they did the first two, right? Monkey, the last two.
I want to say, like, I'll get the name for you. I'll throw it in the chat.
I've got a Google box right here.
You didn't transform that Bumblebee yet?
Not yet, but I just,
because it looks cool.
I love the look of it, and I've seen the way the alt mode looks. I got the packaging over there, like, you know what I'm saying? But it looks like a nice, cool looking, mature Bumblebee. You know, version of that character, right? When he usually just looks like G1, that short stump.
Splash damage.
You know, whatever. But this looks good. It almost looks like it could almost be like movie-esque, but better, you know, like in a way. Like, I don't know, but they feel solid. Haven't transformed them yet. Plastic feels solid. Love the way they look. Posability on the Bumblebee is so-so, but the, you know, Starscream's pretty nice. And I did, this one I kind of impulse buyed, but I did pre-order the Optimus and the Soundwave, and that's supposed to be coming by Friday, Saturday, or whatever. So, you know, I'll let you know how I feel about those two on the next episode. But that was it for me. Just a quick little 2-pack for me. Chuck Doug, as you know I am. So I'm going to pull the fairy chat mother in here. There we go.
I made it.
All right. Let's go, baby. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Yes. She said, yes. Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, Jeremy.
Ladies and gentlemen, mums and grops around the world, it's that time once again. Time to unroll the scroll.
Oh, stop it. Get out of here with that skinny spaghetti. I want the thick noodles.
Don't take my sauce with those. Thin noodle.
To be fair, I was almost a deuce egg. JD ran out yesterday to grab dog food and stopped at Target on the way home because it's in the same plaza. It's so hard not to. And we got Xantos.
Oh,
nice.
Yes.
He's Will no Riker. Longer in the box, but he's very cool. He looks really good. Still don't like his stupid ponytail, but that's... I
probably true of any ponytail,
even
right?
Even then. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not really my favorite. And I wasn't here last Monday. I was, I went with some friends. JD was going to come along and then decided not to because it ended up being like only girls going down to Maryland. But we ended up in Ellicott City. I've never been there before. Cute place. Ran around, found a bunch of stuff, bought some chocolate, you know, goofy little things. Got JD this tiny little stuffed shark to put in his car because I buy him weird shark stuff for some reason. And then on the way home, the reason why we were late is because our friend Gracie was gonna swing by IKEA on the way back in Baltimore, but we ended up right outside of DC by accident.
Yeah, so you went south instead of north?
She did. I wasn't driving. I was along for the ride. I had nothing to do with it. But I did get this really cool lamp. Can you see that?
That's neat.
Yeah, it's a lamp.
It's a lamp. It's upstairs. It's in the Lego room. It's kind of cool because it actually slides up and down, higher, lower, and the cord wraps around this little like spool at the bottom. It's kind of neat. And we went to we stopped in an antique store. I've been on the lookout for a new chandelier for in this room that I'm sitting in right now. And I found this huge, crazy chandelier. Look at this thing. Oh. Or not chandelier. Yeah, chandelier. There we go. Candelabra. Calling it the wrong thing. And we have these cool candles that look like they're bleeding when they're lit.
Great.
Bleeding so that's cameras.
Very cool. Bleeding
and
cameras?
Then I found this kick-ass hat. Look at this hat. Is this not a cool hat? Look.
It is a cool hat.
Look. It's a cool hat. Yeah. Yes. To complete my Doctor Who / Columbo ensemble that I wear in the wintertime. So, and I got these cool-ass glasses in the mail. So that's, I mean, really... That's mine. Other than like I ordered prints that I needed to mail out to people. Dusts should be there. I made him a print tomorrow, maybe, or the next day. And those came in, so I'm super stoked about that.
So spoiler alert, Dust is not a deuce egg next week.
Probably not.
And also spoiler alert, he is on assignment tonight, so shout out to Dust.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Shout out to Dust. Wherever you
may be. So,
love you, dude. Hope you're feeling better.
I hope you're feeling better, buddy. Hopefully, the print I'm mailing you will make you feel a little better. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. But I'm getting through a lot of projects, and my sourdough starter, that actually came in the mail because I needed to order fresh and new to start over. So, yeah. That's me. Time to get this guy. One, two, three.
Well, I'll have you fine people know. We're back on track this week. We really are. Yeah. Last week was an unexpected and appreciated deviation, but need to get back to brass tacks, and that includes me being an absolute...
A complete failure.
No. I thought it was the opposite. Oh,
nope. I am going to earn my trophy again
He's
this
going
year.
After that trophy.
Catch me if you can. That's all I'm saying.
I'm trying. Don't worry.
No, you don't win anything.
Oh, I win so much. Pride, respect,
Jeremy,
money in my pocket.
Something. There's got
nothing. You got
seriously,
nothing. I think you're
there's something out there that you've got to be able to collect. There's
just
so
your,
many things.
Just your affection, really, Brian. That's
I mean,
all that I seek. That's
turtles,
why I come here every week.
The turtles are done. Dude, that's why you keep coming back and keep leaving disappointed. Maybe
so is our dance, Brian Brink, but I'm going to get you one of these days. Oh, I'm going to get you.
So, yeah, well, hopefully, I don't know, somebody makes something that you like.
Yeah, someday soon. So that's it for me. But segments roll right. on and roll through.
Right.
Ah, it's too high. It's too high.
We got
Fix
more
it.
Segments, people. Oh, yes. Fix it. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We got more segments, people. I think we got some action figure news.
Ooh. What?
Do we?
We do.
Action figure!
Oh, man.
Was it me?
That
was
fun. I didn't do it.
Was it me?
What's up, chat squad? It's time once again to go through what you may spend your money on in the future, the mom and grops and such. No Marvel Legend news this week, so we're going to go straight into Mafex. With their Marvel Comics Stealth Armor Iron Man. This is a 1/12 scale figure, 6.3 inches tall, $95-ish dollars. Viewers are live. Mayfex, he's a pretty color. No?
People want more X-Men figures. People want more Hush figures. No one wants this. Come on.
Yeah. That's and it's not very stealthy. I can see it right there.
I'm not saying it's not a bad figure, but
what that knee do?
See, but Eric B wants everything Mayfex. Oh
what
no,
that
he
knee
says
do, girl.
Yeah.
All right, so we got some Black Series news this week. There's been a dearth of updates from that camp for some time now, so it's nice to see they're still in existence. We got the Phase One Clone Trooper here. He's got a sensible helmet, a long rifle, and isn't afraid to use it.
See, like, I remember when I thought the Phase One Trooper was cool, but now I just see cat faces whenever I see them.
It's hard, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah.
Meow.
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 That's so funny.
I don't know.
He's a little Continental Soldier, he is. Mm-hmm. This is cool.
Boy.
The Destroyer Droid. This is a big boy. $35 for this one. He's got all sorts. He can roll.
Look at that.
Coming at you. Tuck and roll.
Yeah, the
tuck and roll.
He's from Arizona. Tuck, son.
Dude, it's been so long. Wow, Black Series around so long, and they finally make this.
Like, is that from some fiction? Because I don't even remember that.
Jose, this is like the beginning of episode one.
Yeah,
I can't fucking.
Master Destroyers. And then these droids roll up, and Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon have to run down the hallway.
Episode one's not my favorite. Yeah.
Come on, they got their force shields and stuff. You ever play the Star Wars Lego game? These things are a bitch, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking pain in the ass, but they're cool.
I'm a Transformers
fan. Eric, I don't know if you're familiar with our format here. Hold tight. Yeah, this is cool. These were in the game too, the Jedi Survivor.
They would just roll up and fucking then like just
they tear you up too.
Yep.
They would.
I could see that.
But you could get BD-1 to hack them, and then they protect you. And I'm telling you, man, you need to pick that shit up.
That's if it's still on sale. I might have to.
They transform, to. Jeremy. You had that one slide. They're supposed to transform into something that rolls, but I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I think they could have done a little better. So I want to see that roll. Well, that's what I want to see.
It definitely just looks like it's on its knees and leaning forward.
What's I don't know how accurate that is, but yeah. All right. Anybody need some Grand Admiral Thrawn? Because you got a little blue guy coming at you. He could stand puzzled. He could have to go to the potty. He could be a potty little bitch.
Could be.
He can be all Bondish.
Oh,
lots of options.
Couplets.
Yeah. Lots of options with this guy.
It's fine.
Mm.
it's fine. I mean, I like the other one I got that came that was in the Rebels line, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think the unfortunate part is that cartoons and people don't really look alike, so I mean, this is what happens. You gotta get over it.
I mean, it's fine. I don't know, I wasn't a super duper fan of the show, so, and I already kind of have a Thrawn. I don't know if I need another Thrawn.
I have the nice pack, the Thrawn that has all the, like, the things, you know, his little treasures.
Jeremy, I appreciate Thrawn. The Thrawn dance.
Yeah, he was dancing.
Somebody was like, why are they going through all the trouble of trying to explain how Thrawn is coming back, but can't they just say somehow Thrawn returns?
Yeah, dude, that was, how many episodes is that? Like 6 episodes of explaining the somehow. Oof. But and I don't know what's the story now. Like, I'm guessing, I guess there's an Ahsoka season 2 we're going to continue this. Supposedly there's a movie to wrap everything up, but now there's like a Mandalorian movie, so
why would you need a 2-hour movie to wrap up a 6 or 7 hour series?
Yeah,
it doesn't make
right?
any sense.
You got to put a button on it.
I just don't understand.
Go, you know, like you don't have to keep dragging.
I mean, it's just like, come on, guys. If you're making content, just tell us what it is. I mean,
I'm all for a movie finisher because you've gotten all the character building throughout the series. Just fucking give us a movie that's all like bang, 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 and fucking explosive finale, I guess.
But the problem is like a lot of things that they've announced have like ended up getting canceled and stuff like that. So maybe that's why they don't announce anything. So it just seems a little inept to me, you know? I don't know. It's like, what the hell, man?
It's like, I'm so out of the loop with all this Star. I'm out of the loop with the fucking with these last few Star Wars series, with the last few Marvel fucking series. I don't know what's going on.
Esteban's been keeping up with it. Season 2 has been announced, but the Mandalorian movie is separate from season 4. So season. Oh, I don't even remember now. How many Mandalorian seasons have there been? There's been 3, right? No. Has there been 4? How many Mandalorian seasons have actually been out?
So maybe 4 seasons, no?
Maybe there's going to be a Mando 4. I thought there's only 3 out.
Three.
Yeah. So, but there's got to be a movie.
But it's hard to tell because Mando was in Boba Fett. So,
but wasn't like the Book of Boba Fett some trash-ass season?
Yeah.
So that's not Mando. That's like...
But Mando was in it for like half of it.
So it makes you feel like it's like an extra Mando season.
I know, right?
Right? Yeah. I don't know. I watched some Andor and I did like that.
That's a good one. I mean, it's actually pretty good.
I got to watch it again. That was the one I watched the whole way through and I dug it. But I'm like, again, because... You know, just a lot going on. The characters, you know, like whatever. Like, you know, you just want to watch it again to kind of know... politics, what's going on, who this is, who that is, but I thought that was a very good series.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm just whatever they put out, I just want to be on it for the ride, and I want to enjoy the ride because I know what the destination is, and I have no interest in getting to the destination. Yeah. So just give me a fun ride while
just keep giving me the good stuff. Yeah,
back. Yeah.
Listen, they could keep doing that, right? Like the lore is so vast and. Encompassing, right? That you could do these period pieces with these characters, right? Like, come on, we could get a fucking Luke Skywalker in his fucking prime, like doing some fucking crazy shit, like, you know, like an untold mission we just never fucking heard about. Like, you know, like that'd be awesome. They got to do shit like that. Give it to us.
So, there's some stuff in the pipeline. There's going to be a Grogu IG-12 three pack. Some Walmart exclusive Mandalorian stuff, Jedi Survivor droid from Amazon. Those things were, this middle one was tough. And these guys are nimble as shit. You gotta get their block down and nobody cares. So we got some stuff in the pipeline, but the stuff that's in our pipe currently, I gotta ask a question, Chan.
Oh gosh!
I so looked forward to asking this question. Got to get JD in last week. He did wonderfully.
Yes.
Do you happen to know what time it is?
I do. Hey. I do know. I know. I know. I remember. It's Todd time.
Oh, it's Toddy Mac time.
And ask it.
And why is the
carpet all wet?
And why is the carpet all wet?
Oh, Margo!
Sorry! I'm distracted.
What?
I'm
professionals here.
Toddy does not approve.
So,
is that Christian Bale?
It is the Dark Knight trilogy, Hong Kong Skydive Batman Unmasked.
That's not Christian Bale. That looks nothing like Christian Bale.
Jeremy,
that's the we're Ricky's not gonna fucking birthday. Pay Christian Bale for his likeness.
Yeah, we didn't time it great, Ricky, but you know, we got bust this up. I did get so many letters this week. We got letters, filled this box up with letters, complaints of not showing the Toddy Mac news last week. We read it, but
yes, come on. They were disappointed.
Ricky, they gots to have it. They were disappointed.
And listen, this doesn't look bad. I'm not saying this looks bad, but that's not.
You're not saying this looks
Christian
good.
Bale. It's not Christian Bale, though. It's not Christian Bale.
It's not.
Oh, Jose, you haven't heard the worst of it yet.
It looks like some fucking random.
You get there, Brian.
Motherfucking Bruce Wayne that didn't fucking wasn't in that movie, but he's trying to wear the outfit. Like, no, what is this?
Yeah.
That's the we're not paying Christian Bale a motherfucking dime.
Not a dime. This is due out in March of this year. $22.99 if you're in.
$22.
There's a McFarlane's Toy Store.
Prices, though, I can't fucking stunt and his price is still fucking better than fucking everybody else.
And they move. People buy them. I don't know these people, but they're out there.
The fucking 367 fucking Batman figure.
Jeremy, go back. But, yeah, so 30 bucks. Jose, there's no Batman head. It's unmasked Bale only.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Shit.
I don't understand.
You don't even get the whole Batman.
Batman is not even Christian Bale.
Unmasked.
Yo, but you know what? To me, I don't think that looks bad. I don't think it looks bad. But that's not fucking Christian Bale.
I cannot wait for clearance. I'm gonna get one of these because I want that head for one of my custom cosmics. He's gonna be one of my astronauts.
There you go.
There you go.
Insert generic male head number fucking 10 right here.
This is a McFarlane Toy Store exclusive. Damn. $70 for Batpod and Catwoman.
Ricky, come on, bro. Look at this shit. Like, that looks all right. That looks all right. Come on.
$70.
That looks like fucking to me at this distance of looking at that photo, the other one where she's leaned up on that one. That looks like this chick. What's her name?
Anne Hathaway.
I was struggling too.
Kind of looks like her. That looks like her.
Jeremy?
I know who she is because Elijah had a crush on her when he was little.
That looks fucking way more authentic than that Bruce Wayne that we just saw. That looks nothing like Christian Bale. That looks like fucking they're getting away with stealing Anne Hathaway's likeness still without paying her a fucking dime because it's under a mask.
Yeah, a mask. Yeah, so this is $70 again, due out in March. Farland,
that does not look terrible. I mean, $70. I'd be happier with $60, maybe $50.
What's that?
$50.
Oh,
she got a boogar.
Basal cell carcinoma. Get rid of that.
It's definitely a booger.
Yeah, it looks like her. I mean, I think that compared to the other one, definitely looks more like the actress compared to that Bruce Wayne. That it was like, we're definitely not making this look like Christian Bale. Motherfucker will sue us.
And he will too. Amazon's got an exclusive for you. This is the Hal Jordan Parallax Gold Label Glow in the Dark Edition. $29.99.
Listen, I'm nostalgic to shit like this because I remember the storyline when fucking I collected the Superman books, right? Like, and the Cyborg Superman during that whole reign of the Superman fucking shit, he destroyed Coast City, which is, you know, Green Lantern's town. So it caused Hal Jordan to go crazy, abuse his Green Lantern powers, and it turned him into this like major villain. And in the 90s, that was a big deal. So that's nice to see. Nice. Right there.
Cool. Is one question that must be asked.
Uh-oh.
Is it sticky? Yeah. Sticky.
It looks a little definitely bit looks lime sticky. Flavored to me.
And that's definitely like an updated look because that's not his original look. So I'm assuming maybe New 52 or maybe something afterwards. But
is this Blacklight?
Looks to be.
Yeah. So he changes color.
And he redeemed himself. Like Geoff Johns is the writer, like the kind of revitalized Green Lantern in the 2000s, and he fucking came up with a very top notch reason for why, like basically to redeem Hal Jordan as a character, like after all this Parallax shit, because like literally this dude like killed people, like. When they turned them bad, like, you know, 90s, again, it was that Punisher hardcore era. So when they turned them pretty bad. And it's like, damn, how do you redeem this guy? But they did, Geoff Johns did a pretty good job explaining why he did what he did.
Rudy H. thinks all McFarlane figures look like Crispin Glover, I think.
You're not wrong.
Interesting.
By the way, Chan, where did Elijah get his crush on Anne Hathaway?
Oh man, it wasn't Batman. It was she did like a fairy tale movie a long time ago.
Remember her. Like,
was that these Princess Diaries? Is that the
No. It was another one.
Cinderella.
Beauty? It was like Ella Snow Enchanted. White? That's it. Dormammu. That's it. That's the one. Yep, that was his crush.
Interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, Dormammu, you can't fuck with Glowworm.
Listen, man.
Awesome.
Can't fault the kid.
She's well, pretty.
Can't fault the kid. And that looks all right. Even like in the non-black light, that kind of looks pretty decent for an action figure. Not bad.
Yep. We got a couple preview Target exclusive. This is Cassandra Cain as Batgirl from Batgirls. Not with a Z. I put a little too much sauce on that. Batgirl.
Why does she have a muzzle? Is that so she doesn't give up her position while she's stalking people at night? Like,
I don't know.
She doesn't like.
She really doesn't want to go unmasked.
Kind of push the envelope with like friends. Character design. I kind of dug like this look, but I wasn't reading the Batman books at this time.
This looks like a punishment or some haphazard. Adjustment, like the rest of her suit is all
you know what?
Nice.
This I remember this look during story, No Man's Land, like storyline.
Her story took place in 2020. That's what happened here.
She's no,
that makes sense.
Before that, maybe before
it's also
that.
Why there's not a lick of paint on
this.
Head.
Is No Man's just, Land, fucking Batgirl, Batwoman, or whatever. But it.
Oh, just, Ricky said she didn't talk.
Yeah, she didn't
so
talk.
She had no reason to reveal, show her mouth then. So,
but it looks like
only good
at
for
one
two
point,
things, talking and smooching. So,
moving right along, we've got the rival Injustice Society.
Yo, that looks crazy. Crazy version of Jay Garrick Flash right there.
Wow.
Is this Jokerized?
That looks sick.
No, but I can only assume it will be. Most
close
things
to
are.
It. Yeah.
That's weird.
That looks kind of crazy. Classic Flash design, but just looking sick with the smile and the lightning out of the eyes, kind of like that's kind of cool.
I like his hat.
Yeah.
So shit like that. See, so that's what I mean. Like, I like the stuff that Todd does with his stuff. Like, right? Because it's not always that conventional, just action figure, and that's what you get. Right? Like, even he did it with the Spawn, like the cover kind of like action figures, like the ones that weren't like too articulated, because it's like it's more like a statue. It's an action figure, but it's more like a statue. You're putting this, maybe you put this on display, and it's like this is what you're displaying. Like, again, hit or miss with some of his stuff, but I think like stuff like this is cool. Cool concept.
But for every one of these, there's 43 Batman that you don't want or need.
Yeah, of course. So.
It's good that somebody's buying them, and then you get stuff like this.
I don't know. I don't know what this is referencing, but I like that.
It's an Injustice Society, so I don't know if that's like the opposite of the Bizarro World. I don't know.
Maybe.
Chat Squad, you got a beat on this?
Bizarro world.
Speaking beads. Ricky, I got you on the callback, sir.
Listen, man, Ricky.
Still true. Happy birthday to you.
Rick, listen, you could get some fucking dope looking Todd figures, like Spawn figures, old school Spawn figures for fucking dirt cheap that actually just look pretty decent, or maybe you could get some accessories from the fucking packaging or whatever the fuck you buy. You know what I'm saying? That actually looks pretty good. But whatever.
Pew, pew, pew!
Moving right along. This, EB, I got you.
I saw this shit. I was like, oh, 90s Superboy. This is fucking dope.
Mafex in their DC Comics line. We've got Superboy from Reign of Superman. This is a 1/12 scale figure, 6.3 inches tall. Comes with a removable jacket.
I was 13 fucking years old when all this shit was happening, man. Like, come on. A lot of us were that in that 13, 14, 15 year old range when all this was happening. I can't believe this shit is like 30 years ago.
So those like, red things, those red things on his wrists are from his gloves then?
Yeah, they're to hide his baby hands.
They always did a lot of straps in the 90s, a lot of fucking belt buckles that didn't mean a goddamn thing.
How does that uniform need a belt? And what's that strap around his leg for?
It's useless, like, bro. It's useless fucking design.
He was a fan of the X-Men animated series, and he saw Cyclops.
But this is great. Yes.
No, he got a cut on his leg, and he did a tourniquet and never took it off.
Maybe that's where he keeps his spare tourniquet in case he needs one later.
I don't know.
Oh my. Yeah.
Reflective. Yeah,
that's 90s Superboy right there. You know, like classic Superboy was, you know, Superboy was Superman, Silver Age, right? Like just him growing up or whatever. In the modern post-crisis era, Superman was never Superboy. So when they introduced this character in the 90s, he was supposed to be a clone of Superman.
Here he says he's just like sitting on the side of the street, maybe like by a fountain or something like that, and he's just waiting for three other people to show up so he can start a band with them. That's what he's trying to do.
He has like sense. They try to give him like the fade, like the 90s fade, yeah. You know? You know, like they tried. They tried.
There's a lot going on here.
The suit aesthetics was definitely fucking 90s because everything was about like fucking the pockets and those latches and shit like that. Like, but I feel like even though it's corny, it's classic. This is classic.
It looks the part. How is Mafex with the like the cloth?
I've heard they've gotten better, like as far as like just QC, because I know their QC back in the day was hit or miss. A lot better nowadays.
I don't know if I've ever seen Mafex with a soft goods that was beyond just having a cape.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen this before.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is definitely fucking 90s, bro. Like super. Yeah. Look at that. What the fuck? Yeah, pointing to the fucking S in the back. That's a classic fucking cover right there. That's the epitome of like 90s, like right there, like this. You know what I'm saying? Like when it came to DC,
it looks cool. I don't think it's for me, but it definitely looks cool. Very 90s reminiscent, and yeah, it's interesting.
And this character wound up becoming like beloved too. You know what I'm saying? Connor Kent, that they eventually like adopted, like the name he got, you know, like change his outfit. This is the 90s look, of course. He eventually got like a new look or whatever out of this. But the character itself, like people like love this character now. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and it came out of that the Superman Reign of Superman storyline. So
yeah, I think I saw that movie and he was like a clone from Lex Luthor made him or something.
Yeah. So initially it was like, hey, clone of Superman, but then you find out that they couldn't really clone his DNA. It was so complex. So yeah, some of Superman, some of Lex Luthor. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting stuff. NECA is coming out with another Universal Monsters Cross Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is Raphael as the Wolfman. $43. This is a 7-inch scale, due out in February of 2024. Pre-orders are live. Comes with two head sculpts, three pairs of hands, Psy, and an animal trap. Jan, you and JD went on all these so far, haven't you?
I love these. Yeah.
Is this the last one, I think?
I think so.
Well, no, they did four turtles. Now they're like doing them again.
Are they monsters? I was going to say, I thought they had a Raphael. But...
Yeah, yeah. They're going through the four brothers again and doing different monsters now.
That's fun.
I don't know how I feel about that. But it's cool. It's interesting. It's different. I like the different stuff. So I'll have to see it in person and make a decision from there.
Yep. What else we got? Tamashii Nation. We looked at this a couple weeks ago with an initial reveal photo, but this is their SH Figure Arts Tekken 8 Wave 1 figures. Kazuya Mishima.
Butchered.
Well, that's what people tune in, Jose, for me to come and say words terribly.
I don't even know. I'm not sure. You probably said it perfectly, but I wouldn't know.
This is Tekken?
Kazuya Mishima and Jin Kazama.
Eric B's all in. He's saying these are getting bought.
I figured as much. They look good.
They look great.
I mean, they really do. They're a little bit smaller, but just under 6 inches.
I like the jacket. It's cool.
Pretty sure Eric just picked up because the Tekken 8 just dropped last week, so this is a little more timely. I hear good things. It reviewed well. But man, I dumped like $100 plus into Mortal Kombat when it came out, and I don't know that I played online 5 times, so I'm gonna wait till Tekken gets to that $35 mark to where it might be worth playing for me, and I'll pick it up then.
That's me. I wait till game $20 or less. 23, yeah. 20, 25.
I'm not going to play it $70 much or $100 much. I'm just exactly. not. No matter exactly. how much I want exactly. to, I know I'm not exactly. going to. And by the time I that's get to me. It, it'll be half of the price. So
exactly. That's my whole steez now.
Eric said the game dropped Friday and it's amazing.
I believe you.
I never got into Tekken. So
really?
Yeah.
I'll check it out next year at fucking $23.99.
So the whole idea is this is the son at the beginning, the first couple games this was the son, and he had daddy issues, and then in the third game he came along and he also had some daddy issues and shit happens and they throw each other off of buildings, and it's really really good gameplay. So these are coming out.
Is it just a fighting game?
Yeah. Is it just a fighting game? It's a fighting game revolution, Chan. It changed the game.
It's not just a fighting
game. Not just a fighting game.
I thought that was Mortal Kombat.
They've got an annual Android update. They've got panda bears. They've got aliens. They've got weapons. They've got fists. They've got everything you need. Things that bounce, things that don't, things that go... You know, I don't know where I'm going with that.
I always felt like Tekken was the solid number three, right? Like you got Street Fighter. To me, Street Fighter number one, Mortal Kombat two, which is debatable. You know that's interchangeable.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm
Street
with
Fighter,
you.
Mortal Go Kombat. Ahead. You know that's one or two, whoever you know, wherever you stand on that.
So wait a minute.
I always felt like Tekken was three, King of Fighters kind of four, and then anything that happened like after. That, like,
so Tekken is basically Mortal Kombat with drama.
It's just different. It was.
It's more Virtua Fighter.
I'm kidding. Virtua
Fighter also, yeah, very technique based. Yeah. Like, but just never hit the mainstream. I felt like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, but you're talking. Yeah. You're all over the place, man. You're talking 2D versus 3D. You're talking single plane versus in and out of the environment.
They've had versions.
I think every one of the franchises you just named have had their moment in the sun. You know what I mean? I think I do agree. But Tekken is, three was super strong entry. Tekken Tag Tournament was really popular.
Yes.
So I think this is a good return. And what a great year or so for fighting game fans. You got Street Fighter Soul 6. Calibur. You got Mortal Kombat. You got this. There's another one coming too. Soul Calibur. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, that was great.
The soul still burns, Chan.
Yo, that was
it's
great.
Like, it's
that
like ring fighting, great. Though, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, this I don't think Tekken has ring outs, or maybe some of them, but
no, it is. It is Ricky. Yeah. It is. So caliber.
So, dope. So these figures are due out in June. Pre-orders go live on February 1st. We expect them to be somewhere in the $85-$90 range, but check that out on Friday or Thursday and we'll see what's what. So speaking of other fighting games, Storm Collectibles is coming at you. Just dropped some news today for King of Fighters 2002 Unlimited Match. This is Kay, and it's a BBTS exclusive. 1/12 scale figure, $90, due out in the third quarter of this year. You can get Kay on pre-orders right now.
Kay.
So, Kay.
Wow. See, that's what
he's, I don't know who this is.
Did you see kicks that kick?
So King of Fighters, bro, like I played some of the video games back in the day, but I really remember the anime from like the 90s, and I really dug that, right? Because they had like two kind of like 1 hour like quick movies, and then like a longer like 90-minute version, but they all continued like one into the other, and I just love the way like it told the story of like Terry Bogard and him becoming like more powerful, and him fucking, I think the guy's name, the main guy, was Geese, that they were
Geese
fighting.
Howard,
fucking, yeah.
Yeah,
that he was like fucking super powerful. So by the time that, like, you know, Terry Bogard, his brother or whatever, by the time they got to the end of that series, they evolved enough where still it was like the both of them had to take Geese on. And, you know, it was just, I remember that just being dope. I got to watch that again. I just remember enjoying that. King of the Fighters in the 90s.
I never got into the story on this. I know we poked around a little bit in the arcade.
The anime was
like
good. It's two short anime movies and then like a movie, like an official like feature length film that they did, and it was, and they all tied into the other, which was really good. It was really good.
Yeah, there's some interesting characters, some of the, like the bigger things.
He knows
Jeremy. All right, can you zoom in on the middle figure there, that head? Does he have a mask on, or oh, they're glasses.
Okay. Glasses, they are glasses. Yeah, the glasses are separate. They can go on any of the heads there. And then we
was
also.
Is this guy like a douchebag?
I mean,
he
looks.
Kind of looks like one.
He looks like he'd be a dickhead.
Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck.
Was he in the, like, in the anime? Like, I don't know. Like, you look
maybe
at these guys, like, you wonder if they have any friends. You know, they just look right? Very unapproachable.
Maybe. Well.
Yeah. Like, too much concealer, bro. And we also got a preview for their Street Fighter 6 Ryu.
How is this game? I haven't played this yet.
I'm still I didn't get it yet, but Street Fighter 5 was not well received at launch.
It took
some time to get up to speed to where people were happy with it. My impression was that Street Fighter 6 came out of the gate much
strong,
more well regarded.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like that looks like cloth.
Is that cloth? It does, doesn't it?
It does look like soft goods, yeah.
Yeah, those are fibers, sir.
Little fuzzies
will get you.
Fibers.
Get you. Is it terrible?
Oh, no. For real? Damn.
That's the disappointing.
Man. I'm ready to go all in on that and spend the fucking $30, $40 or whatever they're charging now.
No, 4 was great. 5 eventually got good, but I thought 6 was, I heard it was better out of the gate. That's disappointing.
Man. Lone wolf characters.
Yeah.
Like a good team.
I did enjoy Street Fighter 4, though. I did enjoy it.
That was a strong head back. So it looks like people have opinions. That's good. What else do we have for opinions? Jordy.
Oh.
Lieutenant Commander. Jordy LaForge. This is an XO6 1/6 scale Star Trek Next Generation figure. It's 11.3 inches tall, and it comes in two flavors, the Essential and the Standard version, due out in the second quarter of this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so for pre-orders are live for the Essentials, it's $190. You got the little... Where'd you go?
It's a reading rainbow.
Would you guys be ready for a fucking another Star Trek Next Generation movie? If there was a, like, let them pull it off, like, where the characters, like, looked like the way they looked back then? Like, you know they could pull some shit like that off.
Oh, like some de-aging or something like that?
Yeah. Or maybe, like, make them look like they age a little bit, but not, like, you know.
As old as they are now.
Not as old as they probably really look.
I mean, yeah, Jose, I mean, I think the Picard series is what we're getting. It's like...
Oh, yeah. You're kind of getting that there. Yeah.
So,
It just makes me feel like I'm sitting in my living room at home when I was a kid. My mom... Yeah. This was on the TV all the time. I had one of those, like, banana clips that girls had, and I would put that right here, like, Geordi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you...
Geordi was cool, like, you know, but Data was always a favorite. Like, they featured him, like, in the Picard.
Oh, yeah, they've got him. He was
in the first season.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, the $190 for the Essentials version. The standard version comes with this engineering toolkit for another $40. So,
Jeremy, that tricorder, like that image in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
First time I got a smartphone. That was the first app I downloaded. That was your background? That was the first app that I downloaded. Because, you know, dude, these phones, they can do amazing things. And the first thing I thought, I was like, wow, this is like a tricorder from Next Generation, right?
Yeah.
And sure enough, there is an app, and you could click on it and make all the noises and all that shit. And like, it would, exactly. It would scan for life forms and stuff. And I recently, like, I haven't used it in years. I finally tried to open it. It's like, oh, this isn't supported anymore on this phone. I was like, oh, fuck.
That sucks.
Oh, well.
Tell me you're awesome without telling me you're awesome, Brian.
Well, the neat thing about it, Jeremy, this is way back when I think it was the iPhone 3 or whatever. And if someone else had the app open and you had yours open, you could like zoom out and it would give you like GPS coordinates as to where they were. It's kind of interesting. Yeah,
didn't have the like the near field tech yet, or near NFTs, I don't know. That shit that's on the Switches and the Wii U, I don't know.
When I lost the plot phone, I definitely pretended. I'm not even kidding.
I only use mine for Snake. What else we got? A couple more. So Hot Toys is coming with their League of Legends Ash figure. This is a 1/6 scale figure, 11 inches tall, $305, due out in March of 2025. She is well-dressed, coordinated, looks like a cool character, but I don't know anything about fiction. You guys? Chat squad?
No,
anybody?
I mean, I don't know much. I watched that show, but... From what I understand, it's not exactly... Oh, wait, no, that wasn't League of Legends, was it? Yeah, yes, it was.
But it was a different... Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'm surprised we haven't gotten figures of those Arcane characters, man. That was a good show.
No.
I was hoping we would get more of that show.
Actually, yeah. Were they ever going to make a season 2?
I have no idea. It was really good, though. This is cool. I like this.
It's a good looking figure.
This would be fun cosplay too. This is cool.
Yeah, got
League of Legends is a video game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of those MMO, like, team based
mobile games, right? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand what the kids play today.
Me neither.
All right, finishing strong with what the kids played with 50 years ago. Mezco has got a new 112 Collective figure due out. DC Comics Golden Age Robin, set to drop in August of this year. It's a 112 scale figure, 6.3 inches tall, $90. Pre-orders are live. Comes with all sorts of stuff. 3 separate heads, 9 interchangeable hands, and all sorts of accessories.
Love the
that's cool.
Throwback to the 60s Batman and stuff like that. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I love the blues. I'm a sucker for the blue Batman.
It's cool because it's not like, not exactly like Adam West, Burt Ward, but it's in that spirit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it looks different enough to kind of be its own thing, which I kind of dig. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's that scene.
It looks like the animated kind of like the bumpers that they used to show.
The you ambiguously like, gay duo.
In the opening, like, you know, yeah.
Is that Lance and Gary? What was that? Ace and Gary.
Ace and Gary. Yep.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, those
Why
look
is
good.
Everybody looking like that?
It's bunchy, though. Like, this... I don't know. I guess that's how it's supposed to look.
Well, they didn't have the technology of spandex today, Jeremy.
No, that's true. Comes with all this stuff, and this figure. It's good. And hey, Crashbox Customs is open for business. Place your order today over at Crashbox. Fix all that ails you. And that is the news.
Nice.
Right.
Thanks, Charm.
I like that.
Right.
The news.
Pretty cool stuff, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. So, action figure news out of the way. It's time for the main event. It's main time event. For the Robit news.
I
like the way that looks like the Freddy Krueger. Their Freddy Krueger slash.
Oh yeah.
Across the logo right there.
That's cool.
That's not Freddy Krueger. That's Wolverine. He's got three blades. He's got five blades. Aren't those Anthony Anderson
from the first movie? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
First Transformers movie. That's great.
All right, Robit news. First up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern time. They saying 10 here.
Wow.
I could have swore it was 11. Oh, well. Well, I guess be ready at 10 and see what happens. I could have swore it was 11. Maybe.
Oh, 10. Shit.
But we got a HasLab dropping for Transformers.
No way.
The 40 years of Transformers. My goodness gracious.
That's
40
crazy.
Years. That means I'm old. That's what that means. My goodness. So HasLab is going to be announced. Any guesses? What do you think it might be? Anybody?
I don't know.
Jeremy's
I have
gone.
No idea.
Jose's gone.
You know, no, I'm here. So people were saying that it was going to, like, I don't know if it was official, but yeah, like that. Like, Transformers, is that RID? The Ultra Magnus Optimus combo?
So people are thinking this. People were thinking that... they did a live stream last year, and they talked about HasLab, and they said, something Omega, whatever. You know? So, Omega Prime, basically, is one of the leading speculations. We're... From the RID series, Optimus and Ultra Magnus combined together.
That'd be kind of crazy. I thought that was legit just based off the stuff I was seeing throughout the weekend. Like, you know.
No, these are all
just speculation.
People putting it out there. Yeah, we got a Tidarium Hanger wants a real Metroplex. Wait, I thought that I. There we go. Let's see here. And. That Creo Autobot City. Let's see.
Wow.
What's Dare saying? Would you guys be okay if they re-released all the season one bots from both bots and cons and Reflector?
It's not gonna be that. But I really thought, like, just based off the stuff, I thought it was gonna be this. And if it's that, I'm not gonna be disappointed, because I could only imagine what you'll get from this character, like in the HasLab like model, right? Like you're gonna go all out.
So the last, in the last couple Transformers, you know, have been what, 180, 185. I figure if they do this and do it right, I think this would have to be like a $250, $300 figure. I think. But
$200, easy.
Nah, I say they gotta be higher if they want to make it really good. I mean, two really articulated things. This was a screenshot from somewhere, someplace, but this is, these are the two dudes that work on the Hasbro line. And people were saying, you know, is there an Easter egg in this photo?
I don't know.
And that right there is a Primus. Is the Primus. So, how would you feel if they went big again and did like a $500 Primus figure? You know, Unicron is $575.
I feel like if it's the right thing, people aren't going to mind spending that kind of money.
They'll jump on it. Because didn't they just recently remake Unicron? Like, they made it available again for premium members?
No. They just had, immediately. No, they just had some extras. That's all. They had like 5 extras, probably. And to put them up for sale in their vault or whatever. So, bam. Maybe. This looks like, I don't know, like someone's just tooling with people on the internet and someone maybe photoshopped that in there. But we'll see.
I'll disagree with you there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then straight into Thief news. There's not a lot of news going on. But let's see. First up, hey, we got some of these War for Cybertron teases. Bumblebee's out, Prime is out, but here's a sideswipe for the War for Cybertron game.
I'm not happy with these games. I'm done. Like, I'm not collecting any more of these because I don't feel like they're up to par. It's Studio Series Gamer Edition, but I feel like this is like worse than almost like mainline. I feel like it doesn't hold up to that Studio Series like name quality. I don't think they look that good.
I don't know.
Yeah, especially considering if you had the old ones. Like, I still have the old Prime from the early days, and that's a really nice figure.
It just looks kind of... They look kind of cheap.
Yeah.
They look kind of a little too close to old school. That's how they felt.
Cheap. They don't feel good. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Like the difference between these and the Reactivate line, you know, that these two figures I've got to check out in the last day or two, like night and day difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy them. I wouldn't want anything to do with them.
And then we got a Sunstreaker. I don't remember if there was a War for Cybertron Sunstreaker put out back in the day. Was there? I don't remember.
No, so this is what I've been reading is supposedly like a concept, a Bumblebee movie concept Sunstreaker.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, I guess that makes sense because here he is with the concept Megatron and this the Bumblebee movie Shockwave that they did. But and Jose, like you said, I think the design of this Sunstreaker is pretty cool, but like you can kind of see how the hands are molded into the arms. It's like
that doesn't look good. Doesn't look good to me.
That kind of stinks, but it's cool. Cool looking. It's kind of neat little alt mode he's got there. I dig it. We've seen this. You know, we got that 5-pack coming out, but we do have some Thief news for the Wheeljack. Which, so this would be a Studio Series Wheeljack. And I don't think it looks that great. Jose, what do you think?
I don't think it looks very good at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm trying to not to be too mean, but that looks... It looks terrible. I don't understand.
That looks terrible. Like, even, like, the last Wheeljack is like, I'll take it. It could work for, you know, space mode, alt mode, you know, earth mode. This does not look any better than the last version that they put out.
Yeah.
Besides the blue windows. And it looks like a Digibash to me. Like, actually. So I don't even know if this is legit or not.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not real.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, look. This is Wheeljack sitting down for a lobster dinner.
Looks terrible. Bib. Yeah. Doesn't look any better than the last Wheeljack they put out. So if this is what they're putting out as like their Earth mode Wheeljack, I'll keep the other one.
Yeah,
looks
not,
the same.
I'm not a fan.
There's
of this
no
at
difference.
All.
He just got the blue windshield and the green in the legs.
But they're saying this would be in that 5-pack though. So if you want that hound, you got this
coming. Well, so there we go. I guess I'll get him in that pack, I guess. Yeah.
All right, on to Iron Factory. Legend scale Menasor. Look at this crazy thing, man.
It's different.
Yeah, it looks like we got the 5 releases, which seems normal for Menasor, right? You got your 5 bots, you got your core bot, and you got your limb bots, and they're in the samurai style.
I like the samurai look.
So, yeah, the almost look pretty cool. I dig them. And these are not too samurai looking. So
I kind of like Dragstrip. It's different looking.
Yeah. Is that a handle sticking out of his head?
Hey, how you use it up to you, brother.
They got like, I guess, kind of like baggy samurai pants. But, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, obviously, they're all going to transform the same. So, because they just got to bolt on to the skeleton of this dude. But, so they combine here into Manasaur, where he's really got the samurai deco going on.
Yeah,
I like that it's not the same old, you know, like got the unique look with the combiner, even though like the alt modes look pretty regular, right? Besides some little aesthetic differences, and even the individual bot modes don't look too far off the mark. But the samurai combined version, I mean, that looks kind of cool.
Yeah, it does. You know, never mind.
I wonder how much of that you could build without putting any bots up on it.
Yeah, I think the Motor Master standalone, you can just not even have the bots on him. He's probably fine. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. But there's more. Look, so here's, you can do this. This is kind of neat. You can put the sword on there. I mean, I guess that's neat, but this, look at this like crazy alternate mode for the truck. I guess you can snap something to the front of it to make it look like a Chinese dragon, like in those parades. You ever see those?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Maximum Overdrive Samurai Edition.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, so they're really kind of going all out, like with this samurai flavor. I really, really wish they had stuck to just the IDW kind of stylized stuff, but oh well. They don't want my money. It's fine. but also, there is a shockwave that they're making that can turn into a bow, like a bow and arrow type of thing, and also an additional sword, and also you can mount him on top of the trailer and have him display the sword. So yeah, you got more of this Chinese float kind of thing happening. It's kind of neat.
Very cool.
Bossa Zoku. One of the things that's kind of neat here is with this bow, it is showing some of the articulation here, so that's kind of cool. Get him into a good pose. I don't know. It's neat. It's something we don't really see very often.
Orchimus wants you to zoom in on Shockwave's face.
Whoa. Look at that.
That is kind of awesome.
Whoa. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Good call, man.
Yep. All right, what's next? Oh, more stuff from Iron Factory. We got samurai-inspired Beast Wars Megatron. And Black Widow here. Wait, is it Black Widow?
Whoa.
Black Arachnia?
Black Arachnia. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
See, but I love this kind of stuff. Like this. Look at this.
That's kind of awesome.
Samurai T-Rex.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do it, give him a hat. I agree. Right.
Yeah. That's they all look pretty awesome. I can't say anything bad about this because it's fun, and the Oni masks and the
her face is all crazy too.
Different. It's different. I dig it.
And in this scale, you can kind of mess around. And I mean, what do these go for? $50, $45, $50 a pop.
That goes.
They can be up there, actually. Yeah, Iron Factory's really? Not on the cheap side. Yeah.
She looks cool as hell. I like her.
Yeah.
That's.
And these are the smallest of the Pluskies, right? As far
these
as Legends
Pluskies.
Go.
Yeah, these they're regular Legends. Yeah, these aren't upsized or anything like that. So no Plusky.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, then
look good.
We got Optimus Primal here.
Coming with a plan. Wow. You got to give him props for that.
Yep. And Cheetor.
Mhm.
And Tigatron.
Yeah, I would collect all these. They're pretty neat.
I that like fucking look. Tigatron looks fucking badass.
Yeah.
See, so great. I mean,
like
looks
the
good.
Belt. Like just the details are so nice on this.
Yeah.
Mhm. I like the just a little tweak that puts it in its own lane that, you know, like,
yeah,
makes it different. Well, like,
well, yeah. And the cool thing is like with them announcing what they've got coming out, it's like, well, it's not like we're going to do a couple and we're done. So they kind of letting you know that they're kind of in for the long haul. So, I mean, that's kind of, it's kind of cool.
Actually. I like them all. All of those are great.
And then we have their new Sideswipe, which I think, obviously, these are in-hand pictures. I don't know if he's reached over here yet, though. But, again, kind of in the samurai style, but not too much. Still kind of just, you know, additionally stylized. I like how his pile driver gimmick are little knives. And cool-looking cyber Lamborghini alt mode. Kind of
Iron Factory always like that though. They always did their own thing when it came to their Legends class and making them look stylized, and I always felt like that was their strength. Honestly.
I think that if they stuck with that, I would want all of the Iron Factory stuff. Like that stylized look, that's all I would want. You
so
know,
here's
and,
their...
and I'm a Magic Square fan, so that's saying a lot.
This is their first Sideswipe, which was a two-pack with him and Sunstreaker. And so you can see here, like, the differences.
Yeah, you can see. Looks good. Looks like, you know, recognizable, but it looks, like, stylized. Like, it looks toonish, almost, in a way. Like, looks really good. Especially for that size. You know, Legend size.
And some more stuff. I think we've already seen the grapple, but they got a skids here and a ratchet, which we've already seen, and then a sign of samurai Grimlock as well.
Pretty
so.
Cool.
And then back to the plain old G1. We got New Age putting out Windcharger, which I know they had teased previously, but here we have some more picks.
That looks
this
good.
Is some substantial feat.
Looks good. I mean, you can see all the engineering going on there in those feet, though. Like, so, I mean, it looks good.
Looks good, though.
So he's
is that
a little tiny guy. There it
is.
So, yeah, looks very. when he zoomed up here under a microscope, it's like, oh my god, look at all
a
the
lot of crevices
and, stuff,
and
but,
panels.
Remember,
it's all
these things
gotta go somewhere.
These things are this big, so it's not so bad. But there he is next to old Bumblebee, loitering in front of the Quickie Mart there, and there's Harry Scales with all the other stuff that's been put out by New Age. And look, there's that Lego arc set that Ricky just put together. And in alt mode, some size comparisons for everybody there. So yeah, he's a little dude. That Bumblebee's really small.
Yep.
Cute as hell, though.
Yep. And yeah. And then, of course, gotta do Tailgate.
Gotta do Tailgate.
So there he is. And then there's Tailgate with his buddy, Cyclonus, from the IDW series. Oh, best friends.
Aww.
Best friends.
And then on to Magic Square, their Ironhide, basically. They just put out an upgraded Ironhide with upgraded paint apps, basically, is all this is. So, Ironhide's already out, but they made them nice and shiny. Giving some paint. Giving that premium finish. Yep.
A little paint will always do you justice.
Sure. And then this was supposed to be before Ironhide, but New Age's Sea Spray is shipping, and I had no idea that it was being shipped as a two-pack, so you gotta buy two, I guess.
I didn't know that either.
Triton and Tremors. So Tremors is a repaint. Dude, don't ask me what the repaint is. Like, I don't think it's G2, right? But it's probably Diaclone or Shattered Glass or a Gobot homage. I have no idea. But it is what it is.
I don't know this one.
Yep. And Jose, this, I stumbled across this today on the Chalker channel. And you remember the Unrustable Bastards.
The Unrustable Bastards, yes.
I love those things.
And yeah, I still have a couple. And you know, they kind of just phased out of memory. Yep. And do you remember, it was years ago, but one of the designers, God, I can't remember who one of the designers was. Like, I want to say Cassie.
Somebody used to design for like MMC or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Cassie something. But he put out all these designs that he had for like the cops, right?
Cause the future. Yeah. The future line. Yeah.
Yeah. Where the bikers, and then you're going to have like the, you know, like the DEA agents and stuff like that, that were going to like be the antithesis to the Unrustable biker gang. So, but this is something from Chaos Engines, and I'm guessing that, you know, maybe those folks from the old Unrustable worlds got back together, might be trying to put some stuff out again. So we got a few, I'm going to call them renders, but I guess some designs of some stuff that they're working on. They actually commented on the post and said, "Hey, thanks for sharing. We've got more to show coming soon."
Nice.
So, yeah.
Listen, I love these figures. Like the bike mode, robot mode's always very unique. They were kind of like Power Masters in a way, because like the chest pieces, you know, turned into like our own little like mini robot and stuff like that. Yep. Weapons, you had different like head designs, you could customize like the little figures or whatever. Like, it was very nice. But and definitely the potential was there for them, like you said, Brian, to do so much more. They showed off designs and everything, and it just never went anywhere.
So basically, cool. We've got some three repaints, minor retools here. This was like a Ghost Rider homage, kind of the Hell Rider. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they got brewing here with these. This is gonna be kind of cool. Like this might be the good guy, right? Are these like batons or something? You know,
like the cops, like, I guess. You know,
I don't know. It's like kind of neat. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Stay tuned.
Yep.
And why do I have this out here? Oh, the Studio Seed is shipping. Hopefully, it'll be here in people's hands over here before the Chinese New Year hits. But basically, here's your scale. You got your Titan Arc, your Titan Nemesis over here. And so that's how your Seed will scale with some common Titans.
And looks good, but I feel like they're going to put out like an alternate color version of this. It's going to look so much better. So just wait and see.
And also, people are getting their big loads in. So the X-Transbots long haul from their Constructicon set. That's what the packaging looks like.
Nice.
I think this is the toy version.
Looks like,
you know, what you can expect in the box. And also, the toy version has decals. Womp womp. So that kind of sucks. Yeah, you know, dude, Keith, just charge more and Tampo paint on. Seriously, dude, come on.
But
there you go. And then also, hey, there's a Toy World Mixmaster next to your X-Trans bot's long haul here. And as you can see,
scale looks similar.
Scales is pretty similar. And yeah, updated, you know, aesthetic, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. We got, this is very, very clean, you know, like from the cartoon and stuff.
No details amazing, in the scope. Right?
Yeah. You know, it's a, you know, love it or hate it, the engineering that they have to put in to make it look like this is still.
And make it look like the way it looked, right? In robo mode. So.
It deserves some applause. I mean, sometimes it's a little, it's a bit of a pain in the ass, and you have to sacrifice somewhat in another mode, but sometimes it's pretty amazing when they pull off, you know.
I always give it up to the engineers that pull this shit off, because it's like, like to make it look like the way it looks in both modes, and then you have to get it there, you know, with the engineering.
Like, I mean, and I love the Tor World stuff here, right? But it's like, you know, it's somewhat stylized. It has to look like a mixed truck, a cement mixer truck. But it's like, oh, okay, guys. But yeah, but what about this here? Ah, don't worry about it. You know, it's stylized. We can, it's fine. You can leave this in here. It's, no one will care. You know, and we didn't. Right, but yeah,
I guess so. Yeah.
God, is this thing dusty? Is
that what the, it looks dusty? It just... Yeah, that shit's been on the shelf for a while. Yeah.
who doesn't that have shit's been on the shelf, a
bro?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I got a link to a little air duster thing. I can send y'all. So let me go.
Word.
And also, X-Transbots. This is their fast, I believe, and I can't remember. I think this run is amok. Run amok. The white ones run amok, I think. But yeah, it's he's still pretty clean. He's a skinny guy, you know. When you take a Carbot, like a masterpiece Carbot sized alt mode, and stretch him up tall, he's gonna be skinny, just like the fans toys and DX9 Stunicons.
Yep.
How tall are these guys? Like,
I don't know, Jeremy.
I'm gonna assume that's six inches, maybe.
I mean, compared to what? Like, is it as tall as a Carbot? Is it as tall as one of those fans toys?
Don't know.
I would guess probably from the look of it, but
I would guess bigger than the old school Takara, like Carbot size, but see, not as.
Like that punch counter punch, that's what I have in mind.
Maybe, yeah. Like it's, I was saying, like that probably size. Same thing.
Eric B got a shipping notice, so we're gonna find out.
Oh, Dormammu thinks they're smaller than
really
punch counter punch.
Let's see,
yeah. I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah. Again, here under
impression
under a microscope. I mean, yeah, with the faux jet. I mean, they gotta fit all that shit in there.
Wow.
You know, one of the things that sucks with these, yeah, the tires are probably rubber, but one of the sucks with these panels, and, you know, this has been a detriment to a lot of things that we've seen, and not only by this company, but majority by this company, right? It's like, when they painted this, it's not the same color as this, you know, a lot of other stuff, we see that a lot, but.
I'm just hoping that's a reflection that makes it look a little different.
Like a lot of times, some of these paint mismatches look much better in hand and under the microscope of a high definition, you know, photo lens type of thing. So, and that's usually good.
And I do love a car that transforms into a robot.
Me too. Look at that. Yeah. I tell you, man, you could have had me, Keith. You could have had me for at least these two. But I didn't want to put decals on my car, man.
Yeah.
Wanted real paint on it.
That's the only part that kind of disappoints me, is that decal thing.
But I like this, though, dude. Just add another car to the garage. I mean, that's one of the other great things that I loved about Transformers, man. Who didn't have a friend, or if you didn't have a Lambo poster hanging on your wall as a kid, right? And Transformers, they gave you all these hot freaking sports cars, and then they transformed into robots as well, which is always kind of really cool. It's a home run line.
Cars that transform into robots, man. Oh,
right. No. This is a episode of ETR is brought to you by the fine folks at Agabus.com. Agabus is the official mom and grop e-tailer of the ROC. Visit Agabus.com today for all of your masterpiece third-party and action figure needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping, free shipping on orders over $150. And they got that Agabucks. Agabucks is the word I was looking for. It's the same as cash reward system that you could take advantage of. Spend money now or earn credit towards your next purchase. Visit Agabus.com today for details.
Thanks, Hanny.
Brian, please tell us what we can get at Agabus this week.
This week at Agabus, hey, did you miss out on Star Toys Blitzwing? Or are you still waiting for the fans toys? Or are you still satisfied with the X-Transbots one? Like myself. Still hasn't fallen over. But this Star Toys Blitzwing is all the talk, all the rage of last year, and Hanny has it up for pre-order. So if you missed out, you can go over there and lock one in for yourself. Oh my goodness.
Oh, look at this.
Wow.
The giant 17.7 inch Pengu Toys Optimus. Hanny has that for pre-order as well. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to get this. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun.
Oversized Magic Square Optimus. Gonna be good.
Yeah. And then we have the TransArt Toys, you know. What do I refer to this guy as?
Transmetal Cheetor.
So yeah, the
Season 2, baby. Season 2.
The pubescent punk of Beast Wars and his shiny cat deco. Remember when he used to put his hands together and shoot out
Big
the line to Cheetah's mouth? Oh my goodness. And oh hey, speaking of Wheeljack, New Age Hammond, the toy version, up for pre-order. That's a handsome looking
all decoed up. Yep.
Dude.
That's the one I remember.
I need the sticky one, New Age. I need the sticky one. Did you make that?
It's coming. It's coming ones. Soon.
And the big load that we talked about, this is the first version. It's in stock now. Also youth version available. Youth version is the toy version, so but less than a handful left. Boy.
Youth version.
get a handful of youth. Big load there. Yeah.
The two youths.
Big noodles, big loads. Weird show tonight, guys.
Weird wild stuff.
Nice. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. And thank you for curating that robot news that everybody loves to see every single week. All right. That's over with. Chan, you got your clipboard. Oh.
You got it right here.
Let the fine folks out there know who was hanging out with us tonight.
Tonight in the chat, we had Lou, Toy Mafia, Kenneth A, Dante Bio, JG, Wolfie, Lowell M, P. Ferguson, Vendetta, Scott M, Dormammu, Logan, Dare2727, Derek was in here, Pigment Surgery, Ricky, Birthday Buddy, Rudy H, Ash B, Jedi Mindset, Eric B, Drea was in here, Danny, Wayne, Chris, Pinkerton, if you're nasty. Tiberium,
there you go.
Hanger, Chuck, Art H, Ken B, Dorgamus Prime, and I think I got everybody.
Hi, everybody. Oh, sweet. All right.
That's a couple
so
weeks of big chat squads. I think. You know, we're not competing with the old Monday Night Football anymore right now. So I might have something to do with it.
Hopefully. But thank you, Chat Squad, for hanging out. And again, special shout out to EBW, Wolf Nation himself, Eric Von Wolfenstein, just overcoming like what I would call a pretty serious condition that he was kind of facing for a few days in the hospital. So thankfully, you're feeling better, dude. Like, you know, good to hear that, you know, you're on the road to recovery. And again, thank you. Know, happy birthday, Ricky, dude. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Fucking big part of the RHP crew every single Friday night here on this channel. So send that dude your happy birthday wishes, man. And thank you for being a big part of what we do here every single week on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. And Chat Squad, Love it. You guys on fire as always, every single week. Love it. Love always, you know, when Chan shouts you guys out. Love the energy you guys bring each and every single week. Another special shout out, you know, to the guy that was on assignment tonight, Dust Mites. Love and appreciate you as always, dude. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode. You know, we always hate when Dust Mites can't be here, but it's always for a good reason. And he's been a little bit under the weather also. Send him your well wishes. He's getting better as well.
Andrew and miss tissues.
You. But miss don't you, mail him tonight. He no. has to sleep tonight. He has to get up so sleep. Early
inventory.
Tomorrow.
Super inventory.
Bother him
message
right
him tomorrow at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. With that out of the way, we'll go around the yard one more time. Get somewhere you ask. We'll call it a night. So, Brian Brink, go ahead. Let him know.
At Brinkalizer on Instagram. You can find me getting ready for NJCC. That's right. A month ahead of time. And, yeah. Tune in Wednesday. Maybe we got something cooking. Right, Chan?
Yep.
You know, I'm running out of titles for this show.
I mean...
Just keep them coming. Keep them coming. I remember I was looking one time. I filled in naming the show, and I was like, wait, I got to go back and look at what Brian did. And I remember I did the same thing. I did the same thing he did. I think I was like mac and the cheese or something. Something.
So it's something fun like that. I mean, I'm working on some sourdough bread. Maybe that's inspiration. We'll there figure we go. It out.
Oh, all right.
But thanks, Brian.
I'll make a note.
Let him know, darling.
I am completely lost right now. No, I am Chandra Cooper. You can find me under that name on Facebook. You can find me here with you guys every Monday night. Cross our fingers the rest of the year goes well. You can find me every other Wednesday doing the gravy time with the Shelf Gravy Kids. There is a show this Wednesday, so tune in, hang out with us. We'll be making some things and, I don't know, having a little Wednesday night party.
Sweet. Nice. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Chan. Jeremy B.
Thanks, Jose. I'm Jeremy B. You can find me here every Monday night on ETR, hanging out in the Facebook groups, talking in the chats from time to time, and just living. Just living. Loving. Laughing.
Yeah, live, love, all that shit.
No, don't. When you say it like that, it sounds dumb. No, great weekend of wrestling. Looking forward to the weeks ahead. You know, patience saves pockets and all that, Brian. But yeah, I'm good. Great time tonight. Chat squad was on fire. Nice to see it full again. It's been a strong couple weeks, so we appreciate you guys participating with us and having a good time. But with that, Jose, take it home.
Yo, all right, Facebook, X, Instagram, all at Harry Can Be X. Also on Instagram at DS4Fitness. Guys, tomorrow, Tuesday, yes, on a Tuesday night, we have a very special presentation of Can We Do It Right? Out.
Out. Duh.
Box.
The answer to that question is no.
No,
we cannot.
Close. Right out the box tomorrow night. Special episode, guys. Tune in 8 p.m. Eastern on this very channel. Don't forget to check out Shelf Gravy this coming Wednesday. 9-ish around there.
9:15-ish. We're just trying to get over the hump of the week. You know how that
9:30-ish, you know. You know. And, of course, the RHP crew on Friday nights. Might be a hangout this week, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But, once again, happy birthday, Ricky. And shout out to the entire crew over there. Guys, thank you for watching and listening. That's our show tonight. Until next week, we'll be back with a new episode. So, until then, take care, stay safe, and peace out. Peace.
Good night.
He's done talking, yeah?
Say it with me now. Round.